meeting a need, making a difference. All of us here together on WNRN.
I think social isolation is right now an epidemic. What we're doing is addressing that. I'm Cindy Pollan. I'm the executive director of Art for the Journey. Art for the Journey started with a small group of artists, but now we have hundreds of volunteers that deliver our programs to children that are marginalized in places like in the East End of Richmond. We work at the Anna Julia Cooper School with kids that have been traumatized. Over at the War Memorial, we work with veterans who have been diagnosed with PTSD. In the women's prison, we deliver art to women who are oftentimes just forgotten individuals. And we're working with seniors all the way across the state and even internationally. Opening Minds Through Art is the name of the program. It's an abstract art program. So you'll find a VCU student sitting next to an elder with dementia here in Richmond. And together they're having this wonderful time. And the senior is creating abstract art and getting a sense of personhood and a sense of well-being. We really believe that this program is just bringing people together. And that is in itself the healing element. Having two people sitting next to each other and creating together, there's magic in that.
You can learn more about Art for the Journey's program, Opening Minds Through Art, at WNRN.org.
Here Together, a partnership between the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation and WNRN.